B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Is there anything that you have been able to do since childhood and you stopped for a little while and then you went back to it as an adult and realized somehow along the way you lost your skills?
Oh, yeah.
I was never amazing at sports. I was on the B team. I was never picked last, but I was never like a star player. I was never picked first.
Second to last?
I had the skills. I just wasn't necessarily the fastest, but I had the skills. I knew how to do it. And doing certain things in sports, I would think was like riding a bike. That's the classic example of something that you get the skills. Once you have the skills, you never...
You got them for life.
Yeah, you got them for life, and you can just go back to it. And I always blame the fact that I was on the B team and never excelled at sports on the fact that my parents were divorced when I was five. I didn't have a great relationship with my stepdad. And I always thought, if only he had taken the time to like practice with me, I could have been varsity. You know, I could have been a star. I would have been in better shape and everything. So that's been my goal with my son now. It's a lot of pressure on a little five-year-old boy, but I'm like, we're going to go out and we're going to practice. We're going to do things. We're going to run around. We're going to get those fine motor skills going on. That's been my goal. And I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to say you have to be awesome at this, but I want him to, you want your kids to have a better life than what you had.
Yeah. So it's not like, get daddy a scholarship.
Right.
Okay.
So the problem is that I can't throw a ball. I can't. I'm in my 40s. I used to be able to throw a ball. I can't throw a ball to save myself.
Are you trying to baseball? Or are you trying to football? Is it
baseball.
Just any kind
I'm
of
fine
ball?
With baseball.
Could you throw a ball when you were like 9?
Yeah. No problem.
Tad.
I could throw a ball in my 20s. I don't know.
Tad, what happened?
I don't know, but it is so pathetic because I'll be like, come on, Sam, let's. And I've tried over and over again because I've been practicing at night when he's asleep. I tried, like, I asked my wife, like, come on, let's practice. I cannot get it. It's so wacky. So I call Sam out every day. I'm like, this is going to be the day. And he wants to bat, so I try with all my might to get the ball straight so that he can hit it. And I end up hitting him with the wiffle balls one after another until he's laughing at me. Like, everybody's pointing and laughing at me, and I'm, like, brought right back to junior high when it was like, I sat there. I wasn't picked last, but I sat there wondering if I was going to get picked last every time, you know? And I'm just like, what do I need to do? Like, do I need to go to, like, training? Or is this just old age? Should I give up?
Pick another sport.
Do I need to find Sam, like, another stepdad or somebody
bowling
to step in for me?
That's exactly what you need to do. You need to rent a dad.
Rent a dad.
Yeah.
That would just be so.
That's true.
And the irony is despite the fact that his old man is so bad at this, Sam somehow has picked up the skills and throws really, really well. So all I do is I go out there until I start getting laughed at, and then I'm like, all right, let me bat. And he pitches perfect pitches every time. So
how are your batting skills, or should we not get into that right now?
Oh, gosh.
My batting skills are fine. It's the pitching.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's info to go on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. A very cold 29 in Midtown. Cold this morning. It's going to warm up to 42 with sunshine. The breeze will die down a little bit, too. What's going on, Kara?
So since it's officially December and we're getting ready to go full force into the holidays, there are two Atlanta parents that have a big time warning. Anything that has one of those button batteries, you need to watch it with an eagle eye.
Button battery, is that like the little watch battery?
Yeah, they're in watches, they're in toys, they're even in greeting cards. But we've got a 1-year-old little girl and a 12-year-old boy that are currently in serious condition over at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta after swallowing these batteries. So I guess once any kind of moisture is introduced to the battery, it releases an acid that can easily start eating away at tissues and arteries. And these two kids, like I said, are in pretty serious condition over at Chowa.
Then why do they make the products with the batteries, with the little batteries?
I don't know. I mean, it would be smarter not to, but then again, I mean, everybody's out to make a dollar, right?
Instruction on shampoo bottles still.
You expect it from maybe a toddler, especially a one-year-old that wants to put everything in their mouth. Mm-hmm. But a 12-year-old, by that point, you should know not to be sticking anything like that in your mouth.
Very quickly, Drex, what did you choke on anything or swallow?
No, but
weird?
I love tissue paper or you like a toilet paper when I was a kid. Oh, man, it's tasty.
Never choke.
You can chew it. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's tasty. Willy Wonka makes that.
That's like the big brand. I'm more of like a generic. Yeah.
You're the generic. I choked on an ice cube when I was like 5 or so.
Oh, wow.
So my son is not allowed to go near the ice cube maker.
Nor batteries now, right?
Well, true.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So today is Giving Tuesday. If you happen to have a little extra to spare this year after Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, Black Friday shopping,
Football Sunday,
right? Yeah. Consider making a small donation to one of your favorite charities today. There's a website that you can go to find your favorite charity. I think it's georgiagives.org. You can find your favorite charity there and give right through that website.
Very cool.
But you guys know that I have a huge heart for our senior community. So when I saw the residents over at Belmont Village Senior Living Facility in Johns Creek needed some holiday cheer, I had to talk about Project Smile. So the facility is asking for holiday cards and drawings, anything that people would be willing to send over to the residents to lighten up their spirits a little bit.
So get all that information on how to do that.
Chad and Drex's Facebook page.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lorraine in Dallas, hi.
Hello.
Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us, Lorraine?
Kara, it is time for you to go, girl.
See you, Lorraine. Good luck.
Thanks.
So what we're going to do here, I think you know this because you listen every day, is while Kara stands outside the room, we're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 cash.
All right.
Here we go with question 1. More people searched for Will Ferrell's Christmas movie than any other film last week. What movie is that?
Elf.
Number 2, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband wants $500,000 a month.
A month.
In spousal support. And that is Reba McEntire's kid.
Right, yeah.
I mean, how much does a man need? True or false, this was Kelly's second marriage.
True.
Number 3, the guy who recorded this message,
"You've got mail,"
is now an Uber driver. What company did he record that for?
AOL.
Number 4, the Spice Girls, yes, even Posh, are finalizing details for a 25th anniversary tour next year. How many women make up the Spice Girls?
5.
Number 5, that juice-drinking skateboarder who went viral back in October bought himself a new house. In his TikTok video, he was lip-syncing the song Dreams by what band?
Oh, God. I have no idea. I know what he was drinking, but I have no idea.
All right, bring Kara back in.
As long as you didn't say Train, you know, we'd be happy. All right, but Lorraine in Dallas, she did fantastic this morning. You got 3 right, and I'll tell you what, the questions are really tough today. So 3's a good score.
Same questions for Kara. More people searched for Will Ferrell's Christmas movie than any other film last week. What movie?
Elf.
Buddy the Elf. That's what Lorraine said, 1-1.
Santa, I know him. Number 2, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband wants $500,000 a month in spousal support.
Ooh.
True or false, this was Kelly's second marriage.
That's false.
Yeah, it was her first marriage. Lorraine said true, so Kara's up 2-1.
By the way, the dad, like Blackstock, that's the guy's name, his dad is filthy rich. Reba McEntire's filthy rich. Like, don't go after Kelly Clarkson.
Well, you ask for $500,000 hoping you get $100,000.
Half a dollar. Number 3, The guy who recorded the message,
"You got mail,"
is now an Uber driver. What company was that?
AOL.
And that's what Lorraine said. Kara's up 3-2.
Number 4, Spice Girls are finalizing details for a 25th anniversary tour next year. How many women make up the Spice Girls?
Baby, scary, sporty.
Really?
Ginger.
You have to work
5.
It.
All right, Lorraine said 5 as well, but she said it quickly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kara's up 4-3.
Gosh, Kara. Jeez. Number 5, that juice-drinking skateboarder went viral back in October.
Mm-hmm.
Has bought himself a new house, presumably with all the money he made.
Nice.
In his TikTok video, he's lip-syncing to the song Dreams by what band?
Fleetwood Mac.
That's the right answer. Lorraine was like, I know the juice he's drinking, but I don't know Fleetwood Mac. All right, final score 5-3. It's a clean sweep. Lorraine and Dallas, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
916 wins and 32 losses, Kara.
Ooh, ooh. Sorry, Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine.
I'll get you next time.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
Don't you even worry. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
No $100 from Kara, but we have a $100 Spa Sadel gift card to give to you.
Woo!
In lieu of the cash.
Yay! That's great.
It's almost better. It forces you to pamper yourself.
There you go.
It's the perfect gift.
Yes, exactly.
Especially this holiday. Give the gift of relaxation and pampering with a Spa Sadel gift certificate, but you got it for free. You're all set.
All right.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. I knew it was the holiday season, Kara, but I didn't realize it was swallow season.
I know, right? It seems to happen around this time of year every year. I think last year it was a little boy that swallowed some AirPods, and now we've got 2 kids, one 1-year-old little girl and one 12-year-old boy, who are currently in the hospital for swallowing a battery, one of the little button batteries.
That's
not good.
Not fun.
No.
At all.
Not.
And so we're hoping that they're okay. Like, that's serious business.
It is very serious.
But that's a very kid thing to do, isn't it?
It's definitely a very kid thing to do. And I bet it a lot, maybe 10, 15, 20, even 30 years ago. Because nowadays, oh, if someone hears that your kid swallowed something, Child Protective Services immediately, chill out, Karen. Let us raise our kids. Let us let our kids eat crap. It's part of the whole thing. Yes. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
You are crazy. Don't you build your batteries.
Build your immune system.
But I am always curious to hear like crazy stories of the nonsense that kids swallowed. Do you have any, either of you, or are you guys boring?
I'm boring. I've never swallowed anything crazy.
Oh, everything. I mean, I was a big bathroom swallower. So like dental floss, tissue paper, toilet paper, that stuff is tasty. Like a good Charmin, like 2 or 3 squares of Charmin.
Do we need to put Drex on My Secret Obsession or something?
The story behind the swallow, 404-741-0985. Renee in Duluth, what did you swallow?
Mothballs.
Ugh.
Mothballs.
Disgusting.
I was 4 years old at the time, and I shared them with my sisters because they look like Buttermints. You know?
I've never even seen those.
They may have looked delicious, but they couldn't have been good for you.
And my mother rushed to the hospital, and our stomachs had to be pumped. I still remember the horror of having that tube, like, put down my throat.
Yeah, that's a one-and-done kind of thing.
Oh, never going to do that again?
Yeah.
Exactly. But then 2 days later, even crazier, we got into baby aspirin. And do you remember how good those tasted?
What is your problem?
Those are delicious.
Oh,
baby aspirins were delicious. Come on. You guys don't snack on those on the couch?
Negative.
I did this report in my senior year about neglect and child abuse. And I'm like, Mom, I can't believe that social services never came to your door. And she's like, they did. Because 2 days later, we were in the hospital again getting our stomach pumped.
Where was Renee's mom?
Right? Hey, thank you so much for the call. 404-741-0985. We're talking the story behind the swallow. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, Tad, Drex, and Kara. Usually, no good stories come out of most things that we swallow. Food, maybe pills, maybe water. We're not interested in those stories. We want to know the story behind the swallow, because there are certain things that usually kids, it's more fun when adults do it, but usually kids make the mistake of swallowing things that they shouldn't be.
Yes, unfortunately, right now we've got 2 Atlanta kids at Choa after swallowing batteries. Oh. One was a 1-year-old and one was a 12-year-old. So
we went out to dinner on Saturday night with a couple, and they have a 10-month-old son. And I just forgot like how active those young kids are putting. We were playing cornhole, and the kid's trying to shove the whole bag, and it's the whole bag right in the mouth.
No.
Like, dude, stop. I need that.
Amber in Roswell, you have an interesting story behind a swallow?
Yeah, my son swallowed a penny.
A penny? And what happened?
We did take him to the emergency room to have it checked out, but it like he swallowed it all the way down, and then he just passed it.
You were around for this?
Yeah, we were in the car, and we looked back. He was, you know, really chatty, and then all of a sudden he was quiet, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and his face was like terrified, and he was crying, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And he's like, I swallowed a penny.
Oh,
and then we all freaked out.
Was your son when this happened?
I think he was about 6 or 7.
Okay. You never know. Could have been college.
That's like, that I was thinking it was like a college thing, and it was like a dare.
Right.
And he was rushing. Yeah.
So did you guys follow him around with a baggie or?
Well, no, we'd never like actually saw it go through. I mean, I guess it could still be in there somewhere, but we're assuming.
Earning interest?
We're assuming it was that.
Could you imagine one day discovers there's a nickel in there?
Yeah, right.
Okay, B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. We always reach the pinnacle of the mountain on this show, don't we? We're talking about the story behind the swallow. There have been a lot of instances where kids have been swallowing batteries and stuff like that. There's a couple of kids at Choa right now.
The AirPods last year?
AirPods last year. That's always something
with
these kids.
Do you think they still connect to the Bluetooth?
Barbara in Alpharetta, the story behind the swallow.
My husband's a gastroenterologist, and they had a prisoner patient that swallowed 12 paintbrushes with the plastic covers that go on the paintbrushes, 12 of them, and then she ate dinner.
Okay, what do you think the motivation was? Did you think she was
She's a prisoner, and it's better to be in a hospital than it is to be in a prison ward. But this was like her fourth go-round. She had swallowed all kinds of silverware, anything she could get down so that she didn't have to go back to the prison.
Did they give her a nickname? Like Ms. Pac-Man?
No.
That's, I mean, I got to give her credit. She went big.
Yes,
you know?
You have to give her. Yes, you do. Like, she should have gone to the circus and been the sword swallower.
Yeah, for sure. She had this bright future ahead of her, and she squirted it up in prison.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Well, thankfully, HIPAA laws don't apply to the wife.
Exactly.
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. The only thing they don't handle is severe cold this morning. It's only 29 in Midtown, warming up, and I put that in quotation marks, to 42.
No, go ahead. I don't have it. Okay. I thought I had. Oh, Sethery.
What's going on, Kara?
Has your elf showed up yet?
Sorry.
Your elf on the shelf.
This morning, Cammy showed up, and I almost broke a leg.
Oh, yeah?
Because I had texted my wife. I'm like, hey, this window's open. And I climbed up onto a chair to try and close it. My wife texted me back. She's like, no, that's how Cammy got in the house. Don't touch it.
Man.
But meanwhile, like, my center of gravity is 8 feet in the air, and I almost fell off the damn thing.
Those little scout elves, they sure are mischievous. If you haven't seen yours show up yet, you might want to do a little investigating. They may have arrived, and you haven't even noticed them. We haven't seen Larry at my house yet. He's my husband's elf that likes to terrorize me instead of him for whatever reason. But if you're trying to be as safe as possible this season and you'd like your elf to wear a mask, there are a ton of cute ones on Etsy. This is like becoming a big thing right now. But you can also make one out of paper for them. There's a template on the Elf on the Shelf HQ. The North Pole has actually said that all of these scout elves are 100% healthy, but they do like to set a good example. So
it's going to be fire on the Insta, isn't it?
I think so.
Fire.
Toast.
You ready for a good feeling?
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Do you guys know what today is?
Oh, it's not Black Friday,
no.
Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday,
Arby's
Super
Tuesday.
Bowl Sunday.
No, it's Giving Giving Tuesday. So if you've been exceptionally blessed this year and you want to give back, today is a great day to do it. You can go online to georgiagives.org. It is a one-stop shop to make a donation to your favorite charity. And if you don't have one, you can search by what causes you're passionate about. So there's animals, arts, children and family, education. 544 different organizations can be found there. And right now, a little under 6,000 donors have raised a good amount of money. So we want to keep that going throughout the day. So georgiagives.org if you'd like to make a donation to your favorite charity.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
Yesterday was Cyber Monday.
Yeah, so I got IT to give me a list of the employees here in our building who were Cyber Monday shopping. And so I ambushed three of them. How many do you think admitted to actually cyber shopping, Cyber Monday shopping?
Even with the evidence before them?
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Really? Nobody's going to admit it.
We find out when we reveal Drex's little investigation coming up in 10 minutes. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, good morning, Tad, Drex, and Kara.
You guys, I got a IT to give me a list of the employees who were Cyber Monday shopping in our office yesterday. And I ambushed three of them. How many admitted to shopping on the company dime for Cyber Monday yesterday?
I don't know, but that's really mean. I don't think anybody would right out admit it.
None? Let's start with number one.
Hey.
Hello?
No, we gotta whisper.
Why?
Because IT's watching you.
Oh, no, that's creepy.
Because you've been shopping online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what did you buy?
I haven't bought anything.
You lying sack of crap.
Boots.
What kind of boots? For yourself?
Probably.
It's very selfish.
Yeah, but they're on sale.
Folded like a cheap table.
Mm.
Okay, employee number two that I ambushed, knowing, in fact, that they were cyber shopping.
Hey, what's up?
Working.
IT's watching you.
They are?
They know that you've been shopping.
Oh, no.
What did you buy?
Leggings.
Leggings for yourself?
For my kids.
How much was it?
$14.
Thank you. Happy Cyber Monday.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Shh.
Don't tell anybody.
It's so funny because as a dude, all I think is electronics on Cyber Monday. Right. And these people are buying boots and leggings.
Well, you're in luck with contestant number three.
Right. Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
IT is watching you. They know that you've been shopping online.
Oh, no.
What did you buy?
I'm getting a new TV, but don't tell my husband.
All three folded.
Man!
They're always watching.
You know, I believe that IT is always watching. And that's why they wear those little Bluetooth things. They're communicating with each other. A lot of them wear funny glasses that look like they're like Google Glass, like they're recording everything.
They've got the spy glasses on us all times.
Yeah, they're like Oz in the back room.
Directly reporting to our superiors.
They're blocking half the websites I got.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.